Hello and welcome to the Neutral Zone. Today is Monday, January 27th, 2020, and it's a bit of a somber day.
It really is, yeah. Tyler Gallo, John Hanna with you, and deeply, deeply troubling news. One of the sports icons of our generation has passed on, died in a helicopter crash yesterday morning. Kobe Bryant has passed away. No matter what sport, if you're not a fan of basketball.
I never watched basketball.
Never watched basketball, but you know Kobe is
every no, I never watched basketball, but I still, Kobe. Went to throw something in the trash can.
I mean, Kobe highlights are a different experience. Watching Kobe highlights is like watching, I don't even know, dude. It's great. And it's just such a sad, like, obviously I wasn't like bawling, but it was still sort of a depressing day in general. And we'll talk more about him later in the show.
Yes.
We will. We have a special card of the day today. It's him, obviously, because who else would you do today? We're going to detract from the norms. But first off, we're going to start
Speaking of the norms, yeah. We're bringing one back.
Yeah, the Yostbaum has returned for the first time in about 2 years. So he's here, and he has a prediction to make. What is your prediction?
Has it been 2 years?
No, it's been like a we also maybe have a Shulibomb.
It's been a couple weeks. Yeah, first of all, you know, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. You're a legend, Hall of Famer to be, and, you know, an icon of sports. Anyway, with that being said, moving on to baseball news. The Pirates did just trade Starlin Marte before the show started, and I predict Yost bomb of the day. The Pirates will win right around 75 games, plus or minus two.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Name's Michael Schulte. My debut on the show. That Yost bomb wasn't very good. He thinks they're going to win 75 games.
Plus or minus two.
Plus or minus two. Plop me in at like a solid 64 wins for the Buccos. And
69 win for me.
Thanks, Avon.
Nice. And nice. On top of that, one of the two prospects, probably both, aren't going to pan out in the end. Thank you. Have a nice day. Luke Yost, you ready to go get a Permani sandwich?
Yeah. All right.
No advertisement.
No, we're sponsored by Permanente.
Not really, no.
I wish we were. Well, yeah, we just placed ourselves where we were. But, yeah.
What's your prediction?
My prediction for the Pirates? 98 wins this year. No, in all honesty, I feel like they're just going to have, for some reason, an overachieving year for absolutely no reason.
It's somewhere between one win and 182 wins.
182?
Yes.
That's not possible.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. So, obviously, we're going to talk about Kobe later. Question of the day, John. You wrote it. What sports death impacted you the most? That's a very tough question. Because
technically, 182 could happen.
That's true. If you win, well, you have to win, 12 games to win the World Series?
Oh, so.
The most you could possibly win is 174.
Well, preseason.
There's no preseason. It's spring training. But I'm going to that. Sports death that impacted me the most. I'm not going to say Jose Fernandez because the Mets were going to play Jose Fernandez that day, surprisingly. But I'm not sure. It's a tough one because not a lot of big athletes have died in our time. Obviously, a big one was Sean Taylor,
Yeah, Sean Taylor.
Sean Taylor was murdered, I think. So I think this Kobe one obviously takes the cake right now. I can't think of any other ones, and I know one's slipping my mind right now. I think a big one was definitely Fernandez, definitely Yordano Ventura, all the guys that died recently in the MLB.
Also, there was the whole host of deaths in like the 2007-09.
NHL, yeah.
Yeah, Bogaerts, you had Rick Rippon.
Rick Rippon.
Bogaerts, Wade Bilak.
Steve Monador, Wade Bilak.
He was recenter, more recent, but.
Wade Bilak died. So there was a bunch of – it was that year that, like, literally the whole league did. That was crazy. A bunch of grinders, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, they took those shots. Like, oh, and a lot of them were – they weren't just natural. They were, you know, self.
Yeah. So it's one of those.
Mine might be the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, that was pretty big.
Or even though I wasn't alive for it.
Ooh, I have one.
I technically was alive for it, actually, but – what's his face? The Intimidator, Dale Sr.
Yeah, well, there's two of them that I have right now that I'm thinking of. One of them not big. The other one is the locomotive crash was huge.
Yes.
That one couple of former Devils players died in that. I think Vazunov died in that. Alexander Vazunov and Karl Rakunik both died in that. And then another one, a smaller one, Corey Lytle died in a plane crash in 2006, former MLB pitcher. He was all right. He was a pretty good pitcher.
You know who we're forgetting?
Who?
Halladay.
Oh, yeah. Roy Halladay was big. He's probably the biggest one in the last couple of years.
Mr. Peanut.
David Stern was a big death, too, recently this year that happened. So already two NBA legends have just passed on in this year. It's not been a good 2020.
Yeah.
Kobe, by far the biggest. You can't say enough about this guy. He redefined basketball when he was active. So, not enough about Kobe.
Again, I never watched basketball, but I still Kobe'd.
Like, everybody knows who Kobe. You don't have to be a basketball fan to know who Kobe is. You don't have to watch sports to know who he is.
Again, we're talking about Kobe, but that's not deflating the other eight lives that were lost, including Kobe's daughter.
Kobe's daughter. That was probably one of the worst things to come out of this, is that his daughter died in there. But what pissed me off the most was all the false reports surrounding who died in the crash. And it said 5 people. It said 9 people. It said all 4 of his daughters were on the plane. Like, for people that just put these out for clicks and not actually having info behind this, there's a special place. There's a special place in the underworld for you for that. And I think that's just not good. And so, like, a former...
Right next to the person that came up with the glow puck.
Or that came up with the Fox Tracks.
That's the glow puck.
Oh, the glow puck? Yeah. So, but that, and then, what was I thinking? A former, not an MLB coach, but a college coach, I believe it was. He died. Jeff McNeil used to play for him.
It was...
John Altobelli.
Yeah. I thought it was the Red Wings. Used to have a manager named Joe Altobelli.
Yeah.
That's who I thought it was at first.
Well, someone reported that Rick Fox was in the crash.
I saw that a lot as well. I don't know where
he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't in the crash. He reached out. He said he was fine. But
see, I'm just... There's a little part in the back of my mind that just expecting Kobe just to tweet, "Hey, guys, I'm fine. I don't know what all that fuss was." Like, there's just that small part in the...
See, and I think people initially thought it was fake because TMZ reported it. And you're like, oh, TMZ, they're unreliable.
TMZ is... one of the most reliable.
They're reliable. They're just... See, the thing with that is people think they're satire. They're not. They're just gotcha journalism.
That's the Onion.
There's a big difference between gotcha journalism and satire. Gotcha journalism is approaching a celebrity on the street, asking them about stuff, and then going away. That's really what it is. It's just paparazzi news. That's what TMZ is. And the fact that TMZ reported this, people are like, no, this is fake. It's
because they also got Michael Jackson before everyone, right?
Yeah.
And they got somebody else.
I'm not
sure.
Paul Walker. So
they got those two like before anyone else.
They're a very reliable news source, despite the fact that they love to be hated on because they're just paparazzi. That's really what it is. So we'll talk more about Kobe's career and accolades and legacy later in the episode. But right now we got some baseball news. Two big signings and really the two biggest names that were left on the board. They signed. Donaldson signed a 4-year deal with the Twins, and Nick Castellanos signed a 4-year deal with the Reds. So the Reds beginning to just stockpile a bunch of offense, but free agents alone don't win you championships. No.
And Donaldson, he signed the biggest free agent deal in Minnesota Twins history. I think I read that.
That might be it. I mean, it was a pretty big contract. I don't know what the exact parameters of the deal were, but he's going to lock down third base, I believe. He terrorized the Mets last year. 10 home runs against the Mets last year. I'm glad he's out of the NL East. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, right, luckily there. He's not in the AL East either.
He's in the AL, and then he's going to join that garbage time Bomba squad where they hit a solo homer down 15 runs. Oh, I hate that. All right.
Speaking of the Mets,
they I believe this was the right choice. They made a new manager hire, and it's Luis Rojas, and all the players are on board with this, and that's what you like to see. Obviously, Carlos Beltran stepped down, and people are saying this is a very, very good hire. He's been in the Mets system since 2006, managed all these guys that are currently on the roster, really. So good signing. And then it was reported today that the NLDH might come in 2021,
no.
But then Ken Rosenthal was like, that's impossible because the CBA ends in 2021, so they need to go after that. So, yeah.
Don't like it. It's a bit of a nice...
See, I'm on the fence for it for me.
See, I like it because it's you don't see it in other sports. You don't see, like, you know, in the NFL, for the AFC, it's the kickoffs from the 25, but the NFC, the ball is automatically placed to the 20. Like, it's just something like that that's different. It's, I don't know. It's historic.
See, and now for me, though, to what side I'm on for this, I'm on the fence. I'm in the middle because I love seeing Jacob DeGrom hit. A great hitting pitcher. Steven Matz, great hitting pitcher. But then we also have the other opposite end of that. Noah Syndergaard, who struck out 90% of his plate appearances last year. So I really don't know what to think about it, but
I will just say this. If there's no DH, no more big, sexy home runs.
Yeah, well, he hasn't played since 2018.
I think it was in the AL. I can still dream, Tyler.
He's not ready to retire, so I saw that in the news the other day. But Starling Marte, breaking news a bit. Starling Marte traded to Arizona.
And as we heard from Mike and Luke,
a couple of prospects, not really big. They're not going to pan out. They're both in rookie ball. But it was the first-round pick by the Arizona this year that was traded to them. I forget the names. One of them is Leover Paguero, and then the other one is something. Brendan Malone. That's what it was. So there's that. And then we've got
Why does Brendan Malone sound
funny? Brennan Malone. Oh. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
That name sounds like...
It does sound familiar.
Like there's a Brennan or Brendan Malone that's done something. Let's see.
Brad Malone.
No, Brendan. That's probably who I'm thinking of. But Brendan Malone played. He was a former coach at Rhode Island, assistant coach in the NBA for a couple of years. Well,
okay.
Not a couple. From 86 all the way to 2016, so for 30 years.
Yeah, all right. Well, we got some hockey news as well. Not a lot of signings or anything that happened, but it was the All-Star break, so there's no big things. There's a couple of games tonight. Hockey, the Pacific won the All-Star game 5-4. Who was the MVP?
It was...
Draisaitl?
No, it was Pasta.
Pasta was the MVP. Tomas Hertl deserved it. He scored 5 goals in the All-Star game. He definitely deserved it. And by the way...
It also featured the most awkward goal ever scored.
What is that?
So it was... what's his face? Draisaitl scored a goal. And... Matthew Tkachuk assisted, and after it, Leon Draisaitl mouthed some words to Tkachuk that weren't exactly family-friendly. Speaking of family-friendly, the intermission game, or the intermission show, Green Day.
Green Day dropped a considerable amount of F-bombs, and shame on the NFL for thinking that Green Day was a family-friendly band. NHL, excuse me. Shame on the NHL for thinking that Green Day was a family-friendly band.
No.
Because they're not.
Green Day hasn't been popular since American Idiot.
Are they from St. Louis?
I don't think so. No, Green Day and the NHL are like partners now. Green Day made the new Wednesday Night Hockey intro. I don't know.
Green Day hasn't been popular since literally the 2000s.
American Idiot was released, and that was 2004 or 5?
Yeah, so weird, weird choice. But the Pacific won 5-4. And then, John, why don't you go through the slate of tonight's games?
No interesting ones, really. Washington, Montreal at 7. Devils, Ottawa at 7:30. Toronto, Nashville at 8. Tampa Bay, Dallas at 8. St. Louis, Vancouver at 10. Anaheim, San Jose at 10:30.
Yeah, a lot of just average games tonight.
Washington should be good. Cause
Washington, Montreal, yeah. Devils at Ottawa.
That's going to be, no offense, that's going to be terrible.
No, none taken. I know how bad they are. But I have a report for the Devils.
Yeah?
Elaine Nazardine said that they're going to basically load management. They're going to put that on Mackenzie Blackwood for the rest of the year. So we're going to see a lot more of Louis Domingue, which I'm not ready for. But got to lose for Lexus. So that's it right there. That's all hockey. We're going to get into
it. I thought it was B. Derriere for Lafreniere.
I'd rather have, like, Byfield or somebody else, Raymond, maybe. Or a defenseman. What's the best defenseman? What's his name?
Shoot.
It's like a city name. I forget. Oh, I'm really blanking on his name now.
I know who
Drysdale. Drysdale. Jamie Drysdale?
Yeah, Jamie Drysdale.
Yep. I think Jamie Drysdale would be a great fit for the Devils.
Let's see. Top prospects. Yeah, it's... Lafreniere, Quentin Byfield, Byfield technically, Alex Holtz from Djurgården, Cole Perfetti, Lucas Raymond, Yaroslav Oskarov, Marco Rossi, and Jamie Drysdale.
So I'm going to talk about
The number 9 on there?
Who?
The best name in is going to be the best name in hockey history.
Who's that?
Tim Stutzel.
Oh, that's a great name.
Stutzel!
So, speaking of Alexis Lafreniere, I have a bit of a rant for Detroit Red Wings, who are likely going to get first overall pick, but if it's anything like the last couple of years, the Devils are going to get it, and John's going to be angry.
No, it's going to be Arizona.
Arizona? How is Arizona going to get first overall?
You know who they have on their team, right?
Oh, Taylor Hall. That's not possible, though, because they're going to make the playoffs, and they're not going to do anything. But Detroit is in a free fall. That simple. Detroit's in a free fall, and I don't think Alexis Lafreniere is going to fix it. I really don't think it, because they have nobody. They had Tyler Bertuzzi as their all-star. And what does he have, 20 points this year? They have three guys on their roster that are plus this year. I mean, granted, the Devils do too. But they've used, what, five goalies this season?
Yeah.
None of them are good. Jimmy Howard has the worst save percentage in goals against average in NHL history. Something like that. They've won 12 games. They have 28 points or something like that.
So Bertuzzi is 36, tied with Larkin.
Okay, not bad. Why not Larkin in the All-Star game? He's the guy.
They only have one player plus.
Who's that?
Brian Lashoff, who's played 9 games.
Congrats, Brian Lashoff.
Danny DeKeyser, who's played 8, is even. Can you guess who the worst is?
Probably Dylan Larkin.
No, two of them. One of them is really old. The other one has his first and last name start with the same letter.
Valtteri Filppula is one. Yes. And then what letter is it?
The first letter.
What?
The first letter in the alphabet.
Andreas Athanasiou.
Yes.
He's going to get traded. I think Athanasiou is going to get traded. He might be the biggest name on the market this offseason. But I don't think Lafreniere is going to fix Detroit's situation. Yeah, they got Stevie Y to run the show, but they're not going to be good for another 8 years, it seems. They're just in a free fall. So we're going to move on from that. We're going to get in some clips.
Trade Anthony Mantha before he's...
Yeah, please.
Buffalo will take him. He's good.
So we have three clips today. One of them is Happy Birthday from John Hanna. I don't know who it is, but we'll take a look at this one. Oh. Burns loads up, doesn't have a shot, gets to Heat. He shoots, and scores! Tim Heat, a power play goal! So the most exciting moment of San Jose's season, was that like the first goal of the season?
No, that was an old one. It should say the date on there.
Oh. Well, Sharks struggling.
What's the date on there?
Sharks are struggling this year. This is...
Should say it right
now. October 31st, 2017, long time ago. 2 years, yes. 3 years ago. And then we have
Auf Wiedersehen Fluss.
Some German thing.
If you speak German, it makes sense.
Oh. Oh, I get it. Well, this throws it back. This is Virgil Green. Green looking for the end zone. Touchdown. Is that goodbye, Rivers?
Yes.
So, yeah, Philip Rivers has reported today that the Chargers have moved on from him, and it's an end of an era. It's so sad. Every day, it seems another guy from our generation is either retiring or, in Kobe's case, passing away. But it's just sad to see.
Yeah.
Rivers was the guy we grew up with, was that guy that was just there. He'd go out there and he'd put some...
He was the most average player. No offense to him, but
he was a very average quarterback, yeah. So we're going to get into card of the day. We didn't do the intro for clips today because it's not right. It's a bit of a somber, it's a bit of a down episode because of Kobe dying.
And Tyler didn't have any.
I didn't have any clips today. I usually have some clips, but with no hockey, I couldn't really do anything this week. So, and today's card of the day, a very nice action shot of Kobe.
Playing, looks like the Suns.
The Golden State Warriors.
Maybe. Because I know the Warriors used to have those.
Oh, it might be the Bobcats, too.
That's right. The Bobcats were a thing.
So, it's 2006-07 Upper Deck, number 84, Kobe Bryant. Kobe wearing his number 8 in that.
Yes.
So, why did he change to number 8? Do you know?
Let me check.
Was it because a player joined the team and he switched it, or was it because of his, like, someone in his family? I don't know, but...
Okay, so he wanted... Where'd it go? Bryant's first high school number was 24 before he switched to 33. Bryant said on TNT he wanted 24 as a rookie, but that was unavailable, as was 33, retired with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. At Adidas's ABCD camp, he wore number 143 and chose 8 because that's 1 plus 4 plus 3.
Oh, that's cool. So Kobe Bryant obviously passed away. The accolades are there. We're going to talk about those. He was drafted 13th overall out of Lower Merion. So Lower Merion is a high school that's in, I believe, close to King of Prussia, Pennsylvania.
It's near Philly.
It's near Philly. One of my friends actually went to Upper Merion. So basically, rival school of the two Marions right there. My friend went to Upper Merion, the lesser of the two schools, if you will, because Kobe went to – and Kobe Bryant Gym is in the Lower Merion school. But one of the best high school basketball players of all time. He went straight to the NBA. drafted 13th overall out of Lower Merion by the Charlotte Hornets. And by the way, the Hornets had no intentions of drafting him until the Lakers told him to, because they said they were going to trade this pick to him. So that's how he got to the Lakers. He was traded to L.A. for Vlade Divac, which is probably the worst trade ever.
Yeah, Vlade Divac. Divac,
yeah, I think it's Divac.
I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
Oh,
He's not bad. He had one of seven players in NBA history to have 13,000 points, 9,000 rebounds, 3,000 assists, and 1,500 block shots. And those are some good names with him. Kareem, Tim Duncan, Shaq, Kevin Garnett, Pau Gasol, Hakeem Olajuwon. I mean, he's not bad. He was elected into the Naismith.
He's not Kobe.
No, he's not. He's elected into the Naismith Hall of Fame. He's currently the GM of Sacramento. So he's not bad. It's just the fact that, you know, he was traded for Kobe.
Yeah. So he's a five-time NBA champion, Kobe. 2000, 2001, 2002, so the three-peat, 2009, and 2010. And we have a highlight from one of those championship runs later in the episode. Later in this. He's a two-times finals MVP in 2009, 2010. Some of his best Stanley Cup finals. Was the NBA MVP in 2008. 18-time NBA All-Star. 1998. He did not make it in 1999, and then he made it for the next 16 years.
How bad were his stats in 99?
They probably were, or he might have been hurt. That's what I'm thinking, but he made it from 2000 to 2016, so he made it in virtually every year of his career. He's a four-time NBA All-Star Game MVP, 02, 07, 09, 11.
Played 50 games.
Yeah, so he was hurt.
Still had 20 points a game.
The 1 year Kobe didn't make the All-Star, was rookie year 1998?
96,
so he didn't make it for 3 years of his career. He was an 11-time All-NBA first team. He was a two-time All-NBA second team and a two-time All-NBA third team virtually every year of his career. And obviously, his skills started to fade every year as he went. He's got older and older. He was a nine-time NBA All-Defensive first team, so not only was he good at offense, he was well-rounded, he was good at defense. Three-time NBA All-Defensive Second Team, excuse me. Don't want to discount anything that Kobe has done in his career, because he's just – this is an honor of him. I'm sure all the sports podcasts are talking about him.
Probably.
Of today. He won the scoring title in 2006-2007. He was the Slam Dunk Contest champion in 1997, his most prestigious accolade. He was the All-Rookie Second Team in 1997.
That's probably just the – slap in the like,
yeah. I mean, wow.
Hang on. Let me check who was the All Rookie First Team that year.
Yeah,
are there any? So it was what 96-97.
Yeah.
All right. So the first team was Sharif Abdul-Rahim, who I've never heard of.
He played. He was one of the best players to never make the playoffs.
AI. Okay. Stephon Marbury, Marcus Canby, Antoine Walker, and then the second team, Kerry Kittles, Ray Allen, Travis Knight, Kobe, and Matt Maloney.
A legendary roster.
To be fair, three of those guys are Hall of Famers, you could say.
Yeah.
AI, Allen, and Kobe.
Mm-hmm. And then his numbers 8 and 24 retired by the Lakers, and then his number 24 is retired by the Mavs. Did they do that yesterday?
Yeah. Cuban tweeted out saying, no more player will ever wear 24 for the Mavs, blah, 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 something, something.
Mark Cuban, what a guy. He is on the Shark Tank, Mark Cuban. And then.
Get out.
No, this is always his face. He's always like. So that's all we've got for today, but we've got one more thing actually about Kobe. We've got probably one of his most legendary moments. It was in 2000 when they were facing. And they were orchestrating one of the best comebacks in playoff history against the Portland Trail Blazers, and he delivered this alley-oop to Shaq. We will listen to this right now. Let me just point out that Shaq's face in that is priceless.
Yes.
He's going absolutely bananas. I love Shaq, dude. And I know Shaq definitely felt the brunt of that death.
I know they didn't see eye to eye because wasn't there some big feud between those? Was that a thing?
I think the big feud was him and Ray Allen.
Oh, that was
the big feud. They did a beef history on that for SB Nation, and I'm sure he's going to. And then, like, a lot of fallout from this death, obviously. They had Kendrick Perkins apologizing to Kevin Durant. You know, their Twitter beef that's been happening recently. So, just very sad day.
It's the day after LeBron passed his record.
In scoring, yeah. I mean, and people were saying it's like a conspiracy theory and stuff like that, but, like, no.
There's only one conspiracy theory.
What's that?
Birds aren't real.
All right.
Either is Finland.
Neither is Finland yet. All right. Well, that is all we have for this week. A bit of a downer episode, but as we get into the swing of things in the MLB season and heading towards the NHL playoffs, we're going to get more action.
Yes. Follow.
Oh, by the way, there's only you want to know the two biggest names left on the market, the free agent market in the MLB?
Big Sexy.
Yasiel Puig and Brock Holt.
Big Sexy.
So that is all we have for this week. Once again, we're going to plug some stuff here. Follow us on Twitter at NeutralZoneRMU. If you want to listen to our episodes.
What's your personal again? Is it just Tyler
Gallo? Tyler Gallo 37. I'm trying to get Tyler Gallo once they get rid of all those inactive accounts.
I think mine's Hannah John 35. I don't know.
Read our articles at Century. Read my articles on Stranded Sports.
And potentially mine as well. I've been reached for a contract offer.
For who? Stranded Sports?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Welcome to the team, pal, if you do join. So we will see you next week. Once again, I'm Tyler Gallo.
I'm John Hanna.
And see you next Monday.